Let's talk some college basketball right now. We are joined by an All-American from the University of Wisconsin. He is a forward. He is also an All-Big Ten player. He entered this season in the top 10 all-time at Wisconsin in points, rebounds, offensive rebounds, field goal percentage, steals, and blocks. Huge game in Saturday's enormous win over second-ranked Michigan. He had 26 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, and a couple of steals. And Wisconsin's right back at it Wednesday night against Illinois. Ethan Happ is my guest. Ethan, really nice to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Doing great, man. How about yourself?
Good. Dude, I am great. Nice to have you on. Listen, you've had some really big moments in your time at Wisconsin, but how good did Saturday's win and the reaction from the fans feel? How would you describe being right in the middle of all of that?
Man, it's kind of indescribable, you know, just because of, you know, what this team was through last season. And then coming into this year with a lot of hopes and expectations, we had a little skid there, losing a couple in a row. So it was huge to get this team back on track, and like you said, the environment was incredible.
See, that's going to be my next point. You lost a couple of tough games because you went into Saturday's game against undefeated Michigan on the heels of a couple of four-point losses to Purdue and Maryland, and I know you touched on it, but when things got tight against Michigan, you found a way to grind through it and get it done. So how important was that as a win for this team and this group?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference, you know, heading into Michigan was that for the losses that we had, where we went on that skid, there was a couple of possessions that kind of decided the game towards the end. And that's kind of, we went into Michigan, wanted to close out the game better and be able to make those plays go in our favor rather than for the other team. So being able to do that, obviously it's huge to win, but then being able to win a close game gives the team a lot of confidence.
Ethan Happ joining us on the program. Now, there's been a lot of focus on how you personally showed up in the final minutes of that game, but I want to ask you about an earlier sequence in the second half where you had a basket to take the lead. Then on defense, you knocked the ball free. You dove on the ball. You called a timeout. And then coming out of the timeout, you assisted on a Kobe King three. What do you remember about that sequence, and then how big was that?
Checking back into the game, actually. I just checked back in after, I think previously they took me out. I missed a couple of shots in a row, and you know, cut was lacking on my end. So then coming back in, I wanted to make an impact right away. And that's something that, you know, we always talk about is winning time, you know, making winning plays. And it goes from top down, you know, me to everyone on the bench. And, you know, dive on the floor for loose balls, something that Wisconsin's kind of MO is, being able to make hustle plays and winning 50-50 balls. So those are just some of the plays that kind of happen throughout the game, and we got to come up on top of them.
Listen, I understand that that's kind of Wisconsin's MO. I mean, you got to get on the floor and make a play. But at the same time, your teammate Brad Davison made the point that, quote, that's our All-American. It's our All-American. I don't know how many All-Americans dive on the floor for loose balls, but ours does. I mean, clearly, it does start at the top, and you send that message to everybody else. I mean, Ethan, is that a conscious thing by you? Like, I know that if I'm doing this, it's sending that message, or is this literally the way you've always played?
I'd say it's a little bit of both. You know, I grew up being a scrappy little guard. So then I kind of transferred, into this role of being, you know, kind of a leader and having eyes on me and things like that. So for me to, you know, dive on the floor, I know that I have all, other 17 eyes on me, you know, watching me do that. And then that kind of sparks something inside of them. You know, carries them forward throughout the rest of the game. So it makes them more willing to make those plays too.
Wisconsin All-American Ethan Happ is my guest. Go back to that point you just made about being a guard. You were a guard growing up, and then you kept growing until you grew into being a post player. And I know you've talked about this, but can you bring that guard mentality with you into the post? And then how would you describe that? How does that show up when you're in the post?
I think that's what's made me so unique and also efficient in the post. I take that guard mentality and the guard skill set that I grew up with down into the post, and I think that helps with the vision aspect of it, being able to dribble out of double teams and around my defender. And I think the vision thing is I never look at my defender, really. I'm always looking, you know, feeling him where he's at on my body and then looking at what else is happening on the floor. And I think that's kind of unique for a big guy to have. I think that's more what comes with having a guard mindset.
You know, when you look at this season, you've had an amazing career at Wisconsin. You could have entered the draft after last year, but you did decide to come back to school. What was that decision-making process like, and ultimately what brought you back to Madison?
Yeah, so like you said, I entered the draft and I ultimately pulled my name out just because I felt that there was some more room for me to grow here at Wisconsin. I think that's the biggest thing is I felt like I could get better at another year of college basketball and improving my game. And then also the unfinished business that we had here. You know, I was a part of my freshman year, I was a part of that great national championship run with Frank and Sam and Nigel. And then I didn't want to start my career like that and end it on the first, you know, NCAA miss in, I think, 19 years or something like that. So, you know, they came back with a lot of things in mind, but also to get back to the NCAA tournament.
You know, we talked about what it's like to be an All-American and to still hit the floor and do all the little things. One of the things that always comes up when your teammates and the coaches talk about you is your work ethic and your drive and your willingness to prepare and work. Where does that work ethic come from?
That was instilled in me, you know, when I was real young by my dad. And, you know, he always talked about stories of him, you know, working out in the driveway with gloves on when he was a kid in the, you know, Illinois winter. And it was snowing out and things like that. So I kind of embodied that because everyone wants to be, you know, like their dad. And then growing up with a brother who was 2 years older, that made me, you know, had to give a competitive mindset, you know, because I was always playing catch up. So I'd say just the family upbringing that I had kind of brought that out in me.
I got to ask, what were the workouts like? I mean, there's reports that there were spreadsheets involved and your dad kept detailed notes of all the workouts. What kind of things did you work on and what were those workouts like when you were young?
Yeah, the biggest thing was ball handling for my dad. He always wanted me to be able to, you know, be head and shoulders above the competition in ball handling because that's huge when you're a kid. You know, not a lot of kids can even handle the ball with their opposite hand, let alone go between their legs or make the right play. So ball handling was a lot of it, and anything I did with my left hand, anything I do with my right hand, I have to do double with my left. He made very sure that I was very ambidextrous on the court. And then just a lot of fundamental drills, you know, layups and jump ropes and different kinds of ball handling.
See, now, Ethan, when you're in my position and you host a radio program, it can't be about me. It's never supposed to be about me, but I've got to make it about me for a minute. I have to ask you this. My son, Jake, is a senior in high school. He is in the process of making a college decision. Wisconsin is on his short list, and he got in. I need to ask you, as somebody who's been there, what is the college experience in Madison like, and should I send my oldest son there?
If you want him to have a great 4 years, or 5 years, maybe if
Four.
Too much fun. But, yeah, if you want him to have a great time at his college experience, I definitely send him home. I say it all the time that even if I wasn't playing basketball, I would have there's no other place that I think I would have looked at. You know, I think Wisconsin, the atmosphere here, the students, and then the feel that you get from all the fans around campus that are adults and, you know, the family atmosphere, too. It's too much fun to pass up.
I appreciate you helping me out with that. He's an All-American. He is an All-Big Ten player as well. University of Wisconsin forward Ethan Happ. They're coming off a huge win over Michigan, who was second ranked, and they're at Illinois on Wednesday. Ethan, I appreciate you, and I appreciate that advice. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You got it. Talk soon. I'm telling you, that Badger family, almost everybody loves their school, but I've never met anybody who went to Wisconsin that did not have an amazing experience. And they're not saying it just to say it. The Badger family / Badger Mafia, alive and well.